broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 20th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour one of two, and the goal always remains the same, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Pray you use your weekend wisely. Our goal, ladies and gentlemen, to use the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution, to restore America. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely the solution, and brilliant, to say the least. We have answers, ladies and gentlemen. That's the big news. We have the answers to restore America. It's not revolution. It's not secession. It is restoration and nullification. It is the proper role of government based on the checks and balances, and Americans getting involved and insisting on the proper peer application of the solution. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. You know, I've been gone out of town. We did a broadcast on Monday, then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 4 days we've been out of town. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Hey, Kirk, can you even remember the last time I was out of town for any length of time, not counting traveling for business, for work, for radio, for et cetera? I can't even remember the last time it was.
It's pretty hard to remember, but...
It's rare.
Yes, it doesn't happen.
Even out of the 20 years we've been doing radio, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it might have happened three or four times or something. I'm not saying I'm never taking a day off here and there, but most of the time the travel has to do with, hey, we're traveling somewhere to broadcast live or to attend some political event for speaking, etc. This is the first time, really, in a long time, that I've taken any days off. So we did the broadcast pre-recorded on Monday. That was a week ago today, amazingly enough. And Sam launched into a monologue, the promotion of God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property, and the reason we do what we do. Who are we? How can you help? How can you listen? Kind of topics. Hour two, we talked about Donald Trump. They say he's number one in the latest GOP poll, and I find that fascinating because everything he says, the Republican Party distances themselves from and claims that he doesn't have a clue, yet he's number one in the polls. Hillary Clinton, I guess, coming to Utah for a private fundraiser. Did you know that, Kurt? Hillary went to Utah for a private fundraiser.
You know, I can't wait. I mean, it's just...
Kurt's going to go there.
I mean, I just can't tell you.
Give her a kiss on the cheek.
Exciting.
Shake hands with Bill. You know the drill. Come on. Confederate flag taken down in South Carolina after 54 years. The U.S.'s leading professional psychologist organizations helped justify CIA and Pentagon torture programs. I'm going to say that again. The U.S.'s leading professional psychologist organization helped justify CIA and Pentagon torture programs. A new 542-page report proves. So there you have that. The psychologists involved, believe it or not, later profited handsomely from torture-related contracts, Kurt. So you got now psychologists backing torture, profiting handsomely from the torture contracts. U.S. Marshals employee got caught having sex on courthouse roof. That's a little rough, but, you know. Ohio judge declines, citing Christian beliefs, to prevent marrying same-sex couple. Who cares if you're a Christian? You will marry same-sex people. In my opinion, people ought to resign all over this country rather than comply with Supreme Court decisions. People need to get on it. People need to put their money where their mouth is. People need to double down for America and just resign and say, you know what? You're not going to make me do anything. Sorry, friend. In fact, rather than comply with the Supreme Court's gay marriage ruling, an East Texas county clerk flat out resigned and said, I ain't doing it. I don't care what you say. I don't care what your government thinks. I'm not doing it. Resigned. We need to stand up and demand. We need to claim the moral high ground, ladies and gentlemen. That is for sure. We also talked about Tennessee now legalizing the breaking in of cars to save pets. So you break into a car and then somebody's like, hey, what are you doing? Well, I thought there was a dog in there, you know. Oh, I guess it was a stuffed animal. Sorry about that. Yeah, it turns out new documents are now showing that SWAT teams are often deployed for minor drug raids. SWAT teams and military capabilities everywhere. The New York Times is lying, ladies and gentlemen, says Ted Cruz and crew. His campaign publicly challenges the New York Times to release evidence or flat out apologize. Yeah, the decision to blackball Ted Cruz's book suggests that the Times very much does not want people to read and learn the truth. So Ted's in the mix. Marco Rubio's in the mix as well. Marco Rubio, the American dream is not achievable without defending human life. Now, man, I don't agree with Marco Rubio on much, but that I do agree with. Marco Rubio says the American dream is not achievable without defending human life. Well, he's right as rain on that one. Marco Rubio says no presidential candidate should try to separate a culture of life from a culture of opportunity. Great point. He's still not constitutionally qualified, even if he is right. That's a recap of the broadcast that happened a week ago, Kurt, Monday. And I think, how relevant is that right now? We took off a whole week almost, Kurt. 4 days of broadcast plus the weekend. How off base is that from what's happening in the news today? And I find that fascinating. We can take a whole week off of their news mill. And I'm not saying there's not some modern stories that we need to double down and hit on, because there is. But I'm saying, how relevant are those tidbits we just talked about right now, Kurt? And I say, as relevant as the day we rolled with the broadcast a week ago Monday. It's amazing.
Great point, Sam.
And it just goes to show the real news that counts isn't so time-sensitive as their flash-in-the-pan stuff. Now, since we left the airwaves last week, Kurt, you know, they, you know, had another guy go berserk with a gun, what, Chattanooga, Tennessee?
Yep.
They've had more sex in the news. They've had more violence everywhere. They've had more breaking down of the economies in America. More fault finding between bureaucrats everywhere. Less accountability, more expenditures, confusion. And isn't that really about all, Kurt?
I think that's right. I mean, you know, yeah. It was a little bit of a few sunrises and sunsets, but
oh, good point. Beautiful sunrises and sunsets, more toxins spewed into the
rainbow,
air.
Rainbow, I think. You know, yeah.
More propaganda related to global warming and the environment, so they can steal your property. You know, more
good
of that.
Point.
More of the violation of life, liberty, and property. That's for sure. More ignoring of God, family, and country. That's for sure too. You know, but really, it's amazing. It's just the same, but in the world's view, worse. In our view, it's the same, but better. And I'm going to give you a quick example to make this point. You know, a lot of the people love to talk about how awful America is, Kurt. And I get it, because it's frustrating and it's discouraging. It's easy to see the negative. But I got a positive. I was talking to some people last night at a family gathering. We were talking about movies. And so I said to somebody, yeah, the problem is a lot of them are just, what's the word I use? The movies just aren't very good. They're kind of the radical. You don't want to watch them. And then one person says, I don't mind that grunge stuff. I don't mind if it's over the edge, over the top. Kind of, it's okay with me. That immoral stuff. And you know, I said, well, that's one thing. If there wasn't anything else to watch, but there's so much good to watch now. You don't even need to delve into that sketchy stuff. Oh, that's the word we used. You don't even need to delve into that sketchy stuff. You can watch good, clean stuff. There's so much of it now. And we talked about 30 years ago when we were children versus now, and there's so much more good to watch now than there was then, Kurt. Back then, you had to have a VCR, and you had to go to the movie store or whatever, the Blockbuster, or the, you know, and you had to go just get whatever movies they had to offer, and many of them were raunchy, and there wasn't a lot of good movie choices, really. And now with the explosion of online and easy distribution and everything, and a lot of the family organizations standing up and making movies, there's some tremendous opportunities movie-wise to watch out there now. There didn't used to be. Even Walmart participated in good movies. Hallmark participating in good movies. Family organizations and Christians, the cost to produce a movie has dropped dramatically to where you can produce an incredible movie with a good storyline for not too much money, and good entrepreneurs have taken up the opportunity, and there's just so much more good than there once was, Kurt, in this. When I was a kid, there wasn't a lot of good movies to watch. There really wasn't. It was either you watch the bad movies or the few good that came out, or you don't watch anything. Nowadays, I mean, I could watch movies every single night for probably the rest of my life, and there'd be plenty of good to watch, Kurt. Believe it or not, it's true. And so all I'm telling you is it's amazing. There is a lot of good out there, Kurt. The point is you got to be cheerful. You got to be positive, and you got to seek for it. You got to find it. You got to work at it a little bit. But it absolutely is there. On the other side, I want your response to that, Kurt. Then I'm going to tell you about another conversation I had with another family member. Kind of related to the same, well, I guess this wasn't a family member, it was a good friend. Relating to the same kind of a topic. We'll tell you about it in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby, obviously riding shotgun with me today. And we got news the networks refuse to use always on your radio. There's not a more positive talk show on the airwaves, is there? You got to love it.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use always in seconds. Our guest, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, will join us. But in the meantime, this broadcast is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Get a hold of our buddies, Joyce Riley and crew at the Power Hour, and say thank you so much for all that you do. And follow Joyce's advice, which we wholeheartedly endorse. Do business with the good guys. Find patriot people you can absolutely support with your financial dollars and create a win-win situation. ThePowerMall.com. Check it out and do business with the good guys today. Now, Kurt, so I'm saying, you know what? There's a lot of good movies now, whereas when I was a kid, there really wasn't. And so, you know what? The bad is increasing. I agree. Evil is organized and growing. But so is the good. And there's a lot of good that's growing, and there's more good entertainment and educational programming and opportunities than ever. There's more so now. It's cheaper to produce. Good people are doing it. I've even got personal friends that are movie makers, Kurt, that make movies. And so it's just tremendous. It's really amazing what's going on. And there's a lot of good. And we just had that comparison last night. Before I get to my second friend discussion, do you want to come in on that one, Kurt?
Well, I agree that at least a couple of points, at least in my opinion, depends on what you're looking for. If you make an effort to find the good, it seems like, you know, there's a lot there. On the other hand, if you make a point to find the evil, I think there's a lot there. I don't know for sure. I'm just saying, you know, that's what it seems to me to be. You know, as an example, I just sent you last week. It took me about a week to watch this movie. That's simply because I do it when I'm resting, sort of, and so I don't watch much of the movie at the time. But over the week, I watched a movie called Dream Wife, old movie with Cary Grant.
That's not a movie. That's my life, buddy. Hold on now.
Yeah, good point.
I got a dream anyway, wife. All right. I'm with you.
And the lady named Deborah Kerr. And it's a cool story, black and white, you know, set, you know, back in a little bit back in time. But it has some oil deals with a Middle Eastern kind of country going on. So it's, you know, you could almost say it's a similar to today. It's got a little bit of the State Department where this lady that Cary Grant is originally engaged to.
This is an old movie, then, Kurt. I'm talking about modern stuff, buddy.
All I'm saying, yeah, you can tell how old it was because at the time it was a $1.5 million budget. Now, heck, you know, I mean, you can hardly buy a day with a famous movie star for $1.5 million now. But anyway, they say the box office was $1.8 million, so they made a profit, released back in 1953, you know, and I watched it on a videotape, you know, VCR, and, you know, it was very enjoyable.
Kurt was hanging out on the couch at the Smithsonian sleeping, ladies and gentlemen.
But if you call my downstairs movie room the Smithsonian.
Movie room? That thing's a sleeping room. It ain't no movie room. Come on.
Well, I mean, I've watched movies in there. You know,
we got to help Kurt stay up and watch movies. We also need to bring him in the modern era. There's a lot of modern movies. Have you seen Cokeville Miracle, Kurt?
No, but I plan to. I've heard some really cool things.
It's a very intense movie, I'll tell you that, but it's a really good movie. And believe it or not, we know the producer of that movie, Kurt.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Lowell Nelson chiming in. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Good to be
What do you think of my assertion? I'm saying, you know, back when I was a kid, there wasn't really a lot of good movies to watch. It was either watch smut, watch edgy stuff, watch kind of sketchy stuff, or, you know, don't really watch. Except for the few movies, or you had to look back to the good old days, so to speak. But believe it or not, nowadays there's a lot of modern good movies. And so a lot of people are saying, hey, the world's just going south, and to a great degree it is. We live in perilous times, there's no doubt. However, there's a lot of good happening, is my point, Lowell, and movies are one great example. There's more entertainment and educational opportunities now, and it's less expensive to make. There's way more than when I was a kid. How about you?
Oh, I agree 100%. The Internet makes available a ton of more stuff nowadays, both educational and entertaining, highly informative and educational combined. You know, talking about great movies, some of the very best movies ever made were made, you know, 50 years ago by a gentleman named Frank Capra, who most famously...
Amen to that, sir.
Who famously said, it takes moral courage to speak to your fellow men for 3 hours in the dark. You know, we bemoaned the fact 20 years ago that there weren't more good movies. Well, today we can't claim that anymore, because there are a boatload of good movies you can watch, you can enjoy, and they're just all over the place. So, I think there's a lot more high availability of bad movies as well. So together, the wheat and the tares are growing up. It's increasingly bad, but there's a lot of increasingly good stuff happening all around us.
Yeah, when Kurt talks about watching a movie called Dream Wife, for me, it's not a dream and it's not a movie, sir.
I like.
What do you think of that?
You bet, man. Dream wife, yes.
All right, that's what it was, dream wife, right, Kurt?
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a 1953 movie, so it's back in the era that Lowell's talking about. You know?
Yeah, that 1951 copy of, or maybe it was a 1949 copy of Les Mis, was absolutely phenomenal. It was a life-changing event for me. The story of that gentleman who
Jean Valjean, is that what it is?
Jean, yeah, whose soul was bought by a priest, and then he turned his life towards the good. What a wonderful movie, a character-building movie.
And, well, it's full of symbolism, that's for sure. Right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, there's...
Have you seen that, Kurt?
Have not seen the 1949 version that I can remember.
All right. Well, there's hope for you, buddy. Go put that dude on and fall asleep.
I was just fixing to look for that one.
All right. Well, I want to make another point. I was talking to another friend of mine yesterday, and he calls me up and he says, man, Sam, everything's busting loose. I'm telling you right now, the economy's going to melt down. I don't even know if we're going to make it to Christmas this year. And I politely took issue with that. I'm not trying to say that other people don't have a clue, and I don't mean to be offensive. Now, my nature is just offensive, and I can't help it. Sorry. But I said, you know what? I think that's bogus. And so I proceeded to go on and talk to him about what I believe to be important and what's going on, and I don't see any signs they're trying to tank the economy. In fact, they're doing everything they can to prop up the economy. And I don't see any signs that society's melting down, that God's going to pour his wrath out on us. Yeah, is he pleased with the Supreme Court decision? Of course not. Is he pleased with the immorality of the people? Of course not. But I said, based on Scripture, usually God doesn't really pour out his wrath on a nation in full measure until they start rejecting the prophets or rejecting people who are believers, kicking them out of their presence, if you will, casting them out of their societies, and or murdering them. And when that happens, then you start to see God really take off the gloves. Until then, though, you know what? There is some time. There is some hope. People can plead and say, there are some good people here. Lord, will you please spare us? And the Lord does quite a bit for the righteous. But when they start to reject the righteous among them and cast them out, then you got another ballgame going on. And so I taught this to my friend, and I explained, look, you can't give me a shred of evidence that they're trying to down the economy. Now, are they trying to fleece the people? Absolutely. Is it fiat and bogus? Absolutely. Are they bringing everything to the brink? Absolutely. Will they create booms and busts in the economy to pull the rug out from under us and make every one of us less wealthy and less stable? Absolutely. But they're not trying to tank the economy, and the proof in the pudding is they haven't even let Greece melt down yet. Okay, when Detroit melts down, they simply smile and say the state will take over, and Detroit's not even a problem. Sure, it's a corrupt city ran by socialists, and it's violent and dangerous. I get all that, but they haven't even let the bankrupt Detroit melt down yet. Okay, so they're not letting anything tank. And to believe that, oh my goodness, you know what? We're going to melt down tomorrow. It isn't true, ladies and gentlemen. Now, will there eventually be an accounting for wickedness? Absolutely. I'm not saying never, but I don't see any evidence they're going to yank the rug out from under us tomorrow. And I don't believe there's a boogeyman behind every bush. And we cannot keep creating these false alarms and maintain credibility. We'll have Lowell respond to that. And then we got Ron Paul's column coming up. We want to chat about and more. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Common Sense Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So I proceeded to tell my friend the so-called patriots need to stop crying wolf, man. I'm telling you right now, it's dangerous. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. What do you say, my friend? I'm saying they're crying wolf, but it's dangerous. And you know what? The sky is not falling. Yeah, we got problems in America. I don't deny that, and I'm not naive to that reality. But I'm also not going to just double down on timetables and every day wake up and go, I guess it didn't happen. Well, it's going to. we know it's going to. We just don't know when and how. And to cry wolf over and over and over just isn't helpful. And I'll take anybody on the economy. I'm not a trained professional with a degree economist, okay? But I am an American who studies the economy. And I've done so for 20-plus years. And I'm telling you, I'll take on any economists and I'll talk to them. These naysayers, even Peter What's-His-Face and all these other guys run around and tell you how bad things are. And they've got all kinds of stats on their side. What they don't have is reality, though. Okay? They've talked over and over and over about things melting down. And it hasn't happened like they're claiming at all, old Nelson.
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. I remember back when I was in school, university, Brigham Young University, where I was studying to get a degree in electrical engineering, looking forward to 1984, thinking that would be, you know, a terrible year. Things would fall apart, and Orwellian government would take over. Well, it just never happened, right? And then next day was like 1992 or something. The sky was falling. And then, of course, it was 2000. And, none of our electronics could handle the turn of the century, turning over to 2000. And, things didn't fall apart then. And so you're right. I think there are some money makers that try to drum up business for themselves by mongering fear. Now, that's not to say that it's not prudent to be prepared. I am 100% behind the attitude of preparedness. And I think every single one of us, every single family in the country ought to be prepared.
But preparedness is not panic, and preparedness is not crying wolf. Preparedness is a steady effort towards self-reliance.
Exactly. Right? It's preparing in terms of food, of water, of shelter and so forth, just making sure that you can stand on your own two feet. You don't have to rely on government for everything, and that's just common sense. I mean, whether there was fear mongering or not, it makes good common sense to be able to stand independent of every other creature under heaven, to be able to grow your own food, have gardens, have orchards. That's a healthier way to eat and live anyway, to do that kind of thing. And so I recommend that highly. But like you say, I don't think it's wise to bite in hook, line, and sinker on every fear-mongering diatribe that comes our way.
And they almost believe before the end of the year it's just going to be a meltdown. We might not even make it till Christmas. So, lol, you know. I just reject this notion. Now, one day might that be true? Yeah, I don't deny that. But it's when they put these timetables on it and when they point to all this so-called evidence, I don't see it. Every evidence piece they point to, I can reject.
Well, one tactic they may have, by the way, Sam, is that by spinning these fear-mongering stories out there, getting people to bite on them, and then they never happen, it dulls one's senses to the possibility of it ever happening. And so because of that notion, people don't prepare. They said, well, it's never happened, and even though it's been said to happen, it never has happened, therefore it's never going to happen, and therefore I don't need to prepare myself or my family for that eventuality. That is a tactic, perhaps, that they're using. But, you know, I think it's in their interest they would prefer to have slaves work for them who believe they are not slaves, for example. So the person who is hopelessly enslaved is the person who thinks he's free, because he's not trying to regain his freedom, reclaim those that he has lost, because he thinks he is free. So,
Kurt, your thoughts?
Yep.
You know, Lowell, you mentioned, growing a garden and things, and a little while back, Sam and I covered a story from, one of these Greece stories. I don't mean EASE, but, you know, the country. And it said they had, like, this secret weapon over there. And what it was the secret weapon was, some of them were growing their gardens and, you know, raising little chickens or whatever. And they really didn't notice much about the big problem having, going through the times. And then, the other point that I wanted to say is, you know, let's say the worst case scenario happened and somehow there was a nuclear bomb that completely eliminated planet Earth, okay? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got news for you. Life goes on, and there's, a continuation of life, even if, the worst comes. Right, Sam?
Yeah, I guess it all depends on how you define life goes on. You know, I agree that life goes on eternally speaking, and that your spirit will return to its maker, and that there's good to look forward to, and there's life after this life. I'll triple down in support of that, absolutely. But I also say, what's the other worst thing that could happen? Let's say you have an EMP, there's no electricity, everything's melting down, you have no food. Okay, it would be a horrible situation. However, I submit to you, there's no evidence that that's about to happen at all. And even if there is, I'm not so sure what you could really do to prepare. Now, somebody would say, well, Sam, I got 6 cars, and they're all the same model, and they have all the same parts. I'm good to go. Yeah, you're good to go until your wrench breaks. Or until, all I'm telling you is, even the most laid plans to prepare, if you're forced to leave your preparedness den, or whatever you want to call it, may not be that helpful. And so I'm not suggesting not to prepare. What I'm suggesting is don't trust too hard in your preparedness. Don't get too caught up in the arm of flesh. You're going to have to do your very best and trust in God for the rest. And I'm not saying don't prepare, but I'm also saying don't panic. Do prepare, but it's a steady effort. But you got to prepare more so spiritually than even physically. And that's part of the other issue I think people don't get. They want to run around and just dig in and create their compound. But half the time I'm convinced they don't have a relationship with God, and they don't have a desire to keep the commandments as much as they do to prepare. And I'm not downing any preparedness. I'm just telling you that there's a proper balance about a lot of this stuff, Lowell.
Well, one of the things I've told people for years and years is that a person cannot be truly free unless he is free from sin. And I tell this to people in liberty circles, because often we meet together and we beat our chest and we talk about the importance of being free and exercising our liberty. And yet we also find ourselves maybe in debt. Maybe we have credit card debt, or maybe we have an addiction to tobacco or to alcohol, or We have a gambling addiction or something like that, and we're enslaved by such addictions, or we're enslaved by such notions, or maybe we depend on pharmaceutical drugs for a medical condition or something like that. Well, we're not really free, and so to whatever extent, to every extent possible, we need to be free, and that includes being free from sin, from vice. And so whatever weaknesses that are keeping us away from God, that are keeping us away from being pure, and that are keeping us from living a virtuous life, those are things that we need to free ourselves from as well. There's economic freedom, but there's also spiritual freedom, and both are equally important. I don't downplay the importance at all of working to be economically and politically free, because that enables us to be a prosperous people and a happy people, and a people can enjoy family life and all of the attendant joys. But we need to also not only work for political and economic freedom, but spiritual freedom as well.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's critically important. And this is usually a time where I watch the stories that Lowell sends me. And I focus on them because he's got so much good content that needs to be brought to the table. Part of the benefit of Liberty Roundtable is to grab all kinds of people from all kinds of groups and bring them all onto the radio and let you know what they're doing and kind of create a central depository of information and support for their wonderful efforts. And we do that often, but today I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that I see. There's a lot of good happening in the world, folks, and let's not ignore it. Let's not pretend it doesn't exist. Let's not give credit where credit's due. Let's take courage. Let's also realize that, you know what? You just can't run around and cry wolf all the time. Every day you can wake up that, hey, your economy doesn't melt down and your paycheck goes into your bank account and you can pay your bills and love your family and spend time with your children and your wife and go worship your God and all those things is a great day. Now, the rappers say, hey, every day above ground's a good day. So there you go. All right, there's a new column put out by Ron Paul that's incredible. Iran agreement boosts peace, defeats neocons. It's Liberty Roundtable columnist Ron Paul. Lowell, he's got an incredible column here, and he began his column how?
He began with these words, very encouraging.
All right, should I make you wait till the other side?
Sure, man. That'd be
all right, hang tight. Sorry about that, those darn commercials. I'm going to have Kurt take them all out. Hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Kurt and Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, we got to rock and roll. We're running out of time way faster than we want to. Lowell Nelson's talking about this incredible column from Ron Paul. Just came out now. Incredible stuff talking about Iran. He's got a lot of points to make, a lot of ground to cover, Lowell.
Right, thanks, Sam. If you've only listened to the lamestream media in the past week, then all you've heard is neocons talking about how bad this deal with Iran is and urging Congress not to go along with Obama. You know, I'm not a big fan of Obama, but this might be one of the best things he has done in his dismal administration, and that's a peace agreement with Iran. Basically, we would remove sanctions, which are an act of war, from Iran if they go along with this agreement. And what they've agreed to is a reduction in their development of nuclear capability, their programs. The details of what they did, I think, are pretty tremendous. They're going to scale back their civilian nuclear electricity program to 3.67 enriched uranium that, you know, it has to be enriched above 20% to become what they call weapons grade uranium. Well, they've never had a real threatening war nuclear program in the first place, and yet we've heard a lot of propaganda over the past 10-20 years about their nuclear program. It's just not true. And so anyway, they've agreed to a lot of stuff here to, you know, their nuclear program is only for electricity, for energy, which is a blessing to a lot of people over there that can have, you know, running water and electricity and so forth. And so Ron really likes this agreement. Although most presidential hopefuls are lambasting it, the neocons are lambasting it, well, we can learn from them. You know, when your enemies are criticizing something, it might be a pretty darn good thing. And so here's Ron Paul. He says, quote, along with the ongoing process of normalizing relations with Cuba, this move shows that diplomacy can produce peaceful, positive changes. It also shows that sometimes taking a principled position means facing down overwhelming opposition from all sides and not backing down, end of quote. So he observes also a little bit later in his column that what I think is fantastic, this quote, the agreement has reduced the chance of a U.S. attack on Iran, end of quote. And so, I mean, think about this in terms of your children that, you know, if we chose to attack Iran and go to war with yet another country in the Middle East, how many more lives would be lost because of that? How much more damage would be done to the Iranian people?
Well, and might they have to institute a draft? I mean, you know, it goes on and on. The ramifications and the discussion points, then it would be your children, right?
It really does. It war is bad. You know, Sam, I pray almost every night for peace in the world because peace allows people to prosper. War does exactly the opposite. There are two big weapons. You know, Stephen Pratt, our good friend who's not with us anymore on this earth anyway, used to say that the adversary has two great tools. His two greatest tools are war and death, and I believe that. I think that war is one of the two worst things that can happen. And so when two countries can come to the table and agree not to go to war, I am very happy about that. Just absolutely happy. But why did we, you know, why are we such a warlike people in the beginning? A lot of people, you know, they believe this war propaganda. And by the way, war propaganda, well, the propaganda from mainstream media is an essential component to get us to go to war. Well, you know, it's the military-industrial complex that pushes nations toward war because they make a lot of corporate profits when they can sell new bombs, new tanks, new trucks, and so forth to the various countries engaged in the war. And so I view this development, contrary to most, you know, neocons and most mass media outlets, this development with Iran, I think, is a good thing. And I'm just pleased that the president was able to make it happen.
Amen to that. You need to go and read this column, ladies and gentlemen. It's all over the internet, but where do you find it, Lowell?
RonPaulInstitute.org. He has a column on there every week, ladies and gentlemen. And he has so much wisdom to offer there every week. I mean, this is just one example of the good things that he talks about. You know, a lot of people during his presidential campaigns, they would say, well, I agree with Ron Paul on nearly everything except his foreign policy. But I'm here to tell you, Sam, that his foreign policy is what sets him apart from all other candidates.
Well, except for George Washington.
There you go.
Okay, because Ron Paul's modern-day foreign policy is really George Washington's foreign policy when America began.
Good point.
Let's Absolutely. Be very, very clear about that. Not only that, Ron Paul's foreign policy is the Republican platform, primarily foreign policy as well. They're not identical, but they're very, very close. This neocon idea, this go to war and kill everybody and let God sort them out idea that the Republicans have of modern day is a departure from the platform and violates moral code, violates just behavior. Now, perhaps the most important aspect of this agreement, and this is why it's good. Can you read through the agreement and find some bad? I'm sure you can. However, primarily the reason, perhaps the most important aspect of this agreement that makes it actually good is this. The elimination of sanctions, because sanctions are an act of war against the country, ladies and gentlemen. A country can't survive without being able to trade, without being able to interact. In other words, they're forcing nations to be isolationist, if you will. That's an act of war. So 52 years ago, the U.S. CIA overthrew the democratically elected Iranian leader and put a brutal dictator into power. We've been experiencing blowback. Our relations with the Iranians are marked by six decades of blowback, and this might be the opportunity of why it might change. And that's the hope. Is it a perfect agreement? No. But does Barack actually deserve credit? Ron Paul's right. The answer is yes. And the neocons are going ballistic. Why are we such a warlike people? Well, it's money and greed and power and the military-industrial complex. All that's involved. But understand that Iran's nuclear program, ladies and gentlemen, never was and is not now a real threat. Lol.
Absolutely right, Sam. And the reason Iran is upset with us is because in 1953 we deposed, you know, the CIA went in at the behest of the British Empire, MI6, and deposed him. And we've had, like you say, six decades of blowback ever since. And the reason the British Empire asked the CIA to do that was because Mossadegh he nationalized the oil industry and took it away from the British Empire. Well, the British Empire wanted their oil. It was making them rich. And here Iran, somebody actually takes over and controls his own country's resources, his mineral resources. And so the British Empire, they get mad, and they employ the CIA to...
Yeah, we're not going to have some third world upstart messing with us. We're the king, baby. And and that's kind of the battle points. Now, I want to get to this before the end of the hour. Ron Paul actually is an author, as everyone knows. But you might not know about his new book, Lowell.
It just came out on Friday, Sam. I'm so excited to tell people about this. It's entitled Swords into Plowshares, A Life in Wartime and a Future of Peace and Prosperity. And so it goes right along with our topic today, Swords into Plowshares. I view this Iran deal as beating a sword into a plowshare. And, boy, this is a great book. We probably don't have time to read much of it, but... It's a deeply personal book to Ron Paul. He never wants to talk about himself. He's never been a self-promoter. But this book probably comes the closest of anything that he has written to talking about his own life and his own feelings about the various world events and national events going on around him as he grew up, as he entered the military, as he became a doctor, as he entered politics. Just a wonderful, wonderful book. Explains in great detail the numerous ways that our foreign policy makes us, the American people, less free, less safe, and less prosperous. He takes on the myths, the lies, the propaganda that the war party uses to mislead people into supporting unnecessary and unjust wars. He explains how the Federal Reserve's inflationary monetary policy makes the warfare state possible. It should be and probably will be another bestseller, just like his books, The Revolution and The Fed, Liberty Defined. Swords into Plowshares, ladies and gentlemen. You can find it on Amazon.com. And let's make this book his next bestseller.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious, folks. This is important to understand because I'm telling you right now, it's hard to garner God's blessings when we're a warlike people, when we believe murder is peace, when we believe meddling in the foreign affairs of other nations is acceptable. Hey, it creates blowback and hatred and anger, mistrust and fear, and it's got to stop. And they mocked Ron Paul in 2008. In 2012, they were a little chicken to mock him because he took off the gloves. And now it's even more so with his well-documented book, proving Ron Paul to be an expert in yet another arena for discussion. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Lowell Nelson, my friend, thank you so much for your time.
Good to be with you. Thank you, gentlemen.
There he goes. Lowell Nelson always doing a good job. I'm sure he always will. Standing up for liberty everywhere he goes, that's for sure. CampaignForLiberty.org. Click on your state to become part of Campaign for Liberty and get involved in the solution today. Or if you want to learn about Lowell Nelson or contact him or learn about the beautiful Olympic State of Utah's Campaign for Liberty organization, click on Utah and Lowell Nelson will be your man. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You want to turn your phone into a radio, it's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. We're live and on demand on the Roku player. Look at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. Free live and on demand radio at your fingertips. Also, libertyroundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow. We can restore America. You're going to help? This nation shall endure.